Let us see now. We saw Rava yesterday in the Gemara, Abaye the day before. Before we go on to Ravina, I want to see a Rashi that we didn't get a chance to see yesterday on Rava. Okay? Let's see the last Rashi on the Omud, on Samach Testament base. Josh, go ahead. Okay? Last Rashi on the Omud. What was again Rava's theory? What was Rava's theory, Chaim? Just refresh my memory real quick. Go ahead. That if it was not for Rav Yochanan saying Mistun, Rav Dosh say the same thing, I would have thought. And really you require Shiloh and Rishuso. But what? But Rav Meir Shita, which is Mom and Gavol Bamay Shasheni, is what? Even though what? It's Mom and Gavol, the Torah still places in the Rishus regarding what? Bidiyah. And therefore, if the Torah places in Rishus regarding Bidiyah, the bonus is, we stretch the bonus to what? That even if technically the robbers are not in your Rishus when they grab the fruit, your Shiloh should work even though it's not Rishuso. Correct? That was Rava's Kiddush Nifta. Right, go ahead, Josh. Let's see the Rashi, Dibra Maskel, the last Rashi in Samach Netzim and Beis. Go ahead. So what does Rashi say at the very end of the Rashi? What does Rashi say? You don't require Birshuso, okay? Shema mina tamayu is you don't require Birshuso, you need Shiloh. And he says, the kol kama the yinami yayesh, calls my, what does Yayush mean? What does Yayush mean? Giving up hope, showing despair. Calls my yinami yayesh, what does Rashi say? You can what? You can be mafkir, you can be makdish, you can be machala. What's the implication from Rashi? You tell me, Josh. What's the implication? Go ahead. That if you would be miyayesh,
can.
No? What's the story? Once you would be miyayesh, you can't do any of those things. So please get that down. It's clear from Rashi that one, as soon as you would do yayush, you cannot be Makir, Makdish, or Machalot. That's what emerges from the Sheet of Rashi. Okay? Rashi holds that as soon as you do Yayush, it's Yatzah Mirashuso. Yatzah Mirashuso. Nochomo. How do I see that from the Rashi? Because Rashi says, Kosman, what? That you're not Miyayesh? What's the din? You could be what? Mafkir, Makdish, and Machalo. What is the clear implication in Rashi? That Kolzman, you're not Miyayesh. What's the din? You can't do that, but once you do Yayush, finish. It is out of your Rishus. That's clear from Rashi. Yeah, Eitan, go ahead. No, Rashi's saying you need Shalom, you don't need Rishuso. So he's saying, but if you would be Miyayesh, Lomaisa, you can't do anything because it's no longer yours. That would take away the Shiloh. Good point, but the Yayesh would take away the Shiloh. So you see, clear from Rashi, please get this. Clear to you from Rashi. Once you do Yayesh, it's Yatsim or Shusol. Finished. This is smack against the Ksos and the Nesivis. The two Gedoli Achronim in Choshen Mishpat. The Ksos and the Sivis write very clearly. They postulate that there is a fundamental difference between Yayush, as we wrote on the board, and the notion of Hefker. What is Hefker? What is Hefker? When I declare an object what? Ownerless. The soon as I'm after my basketball, it is not mine. Finished. It is not mine. There is no lingering attachments or strings to the basketball. Once I do Hefker. However, when I do Yayush, write the Ksos and the Sivis. Ksos and the Sivis. Right? When I do Hefker, Yatsum Rishusi. Yatsum Rishuso. When I do Yayush, until someone picks up the object, it is mine. Yayush, however, until someone Ad mi shezachabo adayin shali. Until someone is zochen and picks it up and acquires it, it is still mine. Slam dunk, you see from our Rashi that Yeush is fundamentally very similar to Hefker. Because Rashi says once you do Yeush, the diuk is you can't do any of these things. According to Ksos and Nesivis, Kol's mine, no one picks it up, I could still be Mafker. Correct? Do you see Rashi is clearly against this Ksos and Nesivis? And therefore, the question becomes, let's analyze Rashi further. I gave you Rashi, two Rashis in Maseches Gittin. Rashi and Gittin on Daf Lamed Chesam and Av Dibur Maskel Yeyush. Rashi and Gittin, Daf Lamed Tesim and Vayet Dibur Maskel Nisiyayashi. Rashi in both those places writes that Yeyush is a Lashon of Hefker. Please get that down. Yeyush is a Lashon of Hefker. The case is, one of the cases there, he says, Nisyashti Mevekanai. He doesn't have a Kanai, he gives up hope. It's a Lashon of being Mafkerman. You see, Rashi in those two places goes in accordance with our Rashi in Bava Kama. Yeyush is very similar to Hefker. I'm going to write Hefker on the bottom here. Or Hefker, I'll write over here. Equals like Hefker. Because it accomplishes the same thing. Where does anyone else familiar with another Rashi in Shas that says Yeyush is Hefker? The very beginning of Eilu Metzias. On the Mishnah in Eilu Metzias, Rashi on that Mishnah calls Yeyush Hefker. All over the place. He says it a few times in Eilu Metzias. So what we want to suggest there is Rashi's Mamish L'shitosa. This is his theory. That Yeyush and Hefker are very close to one another. Very close to one another. They are very close to one another. To the degree that they accomplish the same goal. Then the question must be, what must be your question? So what's really the difference, right? They accomplish the same goal that you release ownership of an object. So what is the difference? So the way the Chazon Ish writes it, and I want you to get this, the way the Chazon Ish writes it is, Chazon Ish can be found in Bava Kama and Simen Yuches, Sifkat Nalev. Stipler also writes this in the end of Simen Lamed Zayin, B'Shem the Chazon Ish, that in fact, Rashi argues with the Ksos and the Sivis Yaakov. The Ksos and the Sivis say when you do Yeyush, you still retain strings until someone picks it up. Rashi says you're dead wrong. Once you do Yeyush, it's Hefker, it's Yotzin, or Shusel. So what is the difference? The difference is they are the following. The difference is that Yeyush comes about against your will. You lost an object. You had an object stolen. Could have been lost, Aveda, could have been stolen. You feel depressed. You're upset, so you give up hope. Then it becomes ownerless. That's called Yeyush. It's done kind of bal korcha. It's done against your will. Not that someone's forcing you to do it, but the situation at hand, the circumstances, forces your hand. Hefker comes out of your own volition. I have a Pride basketball that I own, okay? And I, out of my own volition, I master it. Hefker comes out of midas. That is the difference in the two institutions. But the goal, or I should say the result, is the same. You declare the object owners. Okay? There is one problem, though, with this. I want you to get down, and I don't claim to answer it fully. There is a Rashi in Sukkah on Daf Lamed Amud Beis that writes that Yeyush does not work on Karka. Hefker, of course, works on anything, Metalkalin or Karka. Hefker mo'il, al-akol. Yeyush, rak mo'il al-metaltalin, on movables, the low al-karka. That's what Rashi writes in Sukkah. If they are the very similar institutions, why doesn't Yeyush work on karka as well? That's a kasha. That's a kasha. You mean because it's in your face? Ari, okay. Ari the chosin. Very good. It's in your face. In other words, what are you going to show? Give up hope on karka? The karka doesn't move. I don't know, Ari. Maybe some guys pillaged it. Maybe some guys took it over. So your miyash will never be able to take sovereignty over it. So I could hear such a case. You follow me? Even though it's staring at you, maybe some guys pillaged it and took it over. But nonetheless, I hear you. It's a good job. You hear what I'm saying? I could still come up with maybe a hechitimsa, a case maybe of Yeyush. So the way we're presenting Rashi is, from our Rashi, and Rashi and Shitosu and Shas, Yeush and Hefker are so similar. And this Sos and Nesivis is absolutely incorrect according to Rashi. I will tell you, the Sos is so convinced that he's right, he says Rashi never meant to say what he meant. All he meant to say was that Yeush is a Lushan of Hefker, but they really are not the same institutions. Meaning he tries to plug in his own sheet even in Rashi. But the truth is, it's very, very difficult. Okay? Very difficult. Nonetheless, the Sos and the Nesivis, as I said, make this distinction between Yeush and Hefker, that the strings are still attached. Now, I just want to note to you the following, and that is two distinctions. If you follow the Sos and the Sivis, that there's a fundamental distinction between Hefker and Yeush, give me another distinction between Hefker and Yeush. I want to give you a few not geminis. Number one, Birshus. Does Shiloh Birshuso work? Shiloh Birshuso. Please get this down. Hefker only works if it's in Birshuso. Yeush might only work if it's Shiloh Birshuso, at least according to the Ramban and Bava Metzia. Yeush only works when it's out of your domain. If it's in your domain, how can you show despair? Similarly to what I already wanted to say. So one nafkamina between Hefker and Yeush is Shiloh Birshus. Another nafkamina is Dover Shiloh Baliolam. What's a Dover Shiloh Baliolam? A future. What's a future? Something that doesn't exist. Can you be mafker a future? I'm going to get the basketball that's created. I'm going to get the basketball that's going to be made. Am I able to be mafker something that's a Dover Shiloh Baliolam? So the psak is, says the Dvar Avram, Hefker does not work. But Yeush does work. Why does Yeush work? Because Yeush is a siluk. You remove yourself. You can remove yourself from the future. That's another nafgamina. Please get down how to plug it in. You can't just write Shiloh Birshus. You got to plug it in. Right? Shiloh Dover Shiloh Milne. You got to plug it in. Hefker doesn't work. It's a future. How can you map for something you don't have? But you can be masalik. You can remove yourself from something you might get. That's another nafgamina that would emerge. So it's very, very clear, Lamaisa, that there what? That there will be a difference. So if I would ask you, how many differences can you come up with the Hefker and Yeush? So what is the answer? According to the Sos and the Sivis, I'll give you three. Actually, I'll give you four. Let's stick with three. Number one, Hefker, as soon as your mafker, it's out of your Rishus, no matter what. Yeush, it's still in your Rishus till someone gets it. That's one. Number two, Shiloh Birshuso works if it's what? Yeush? Only works if it's Shiloh Birshuso according to the Ramban. Right? Only works if it's out of your Rishus. But if it's Hefker, what? Does not work in Shiloh Birshus. Third nafkamina on a future. Hefker does not work on a future. Yeush works on a future because Yeush is removing herself. According to Rashi, Yeush and Hefker from our Rashi slam dunk that Josh read so beautifully is what? Either very similar. Once you do Yeush and Hefker, it's what? It's out of your Rishus. Can no longer sell it, as Rashi says. Can't do Chilul. Can't do Hefker. Hektish Chilul, of course, you couldn't be able to sell it. So what is the difference, according to Rashi? Almost none. The goal is the same. The result is the same, to relinquish it. The difference is that one is really done out of your own volition. Hefker, Yeush is kind of forced upon you because you're depressed and don't know where it is. The one problem we have is Karka. Where Rashi himself in Sukkot Daf Lamed says that Yeush does not work on Karka. If Yeush is like Hefker, why shouldn't it work? So Ari suggests, well, maybe it's in your face. That's why you can't. It's like, it's always Bershutso. So I responded, well, maybe you could come to the case where guys have pillaged it and taken over, so it's kind of like out of your Rishus. So that's the Chiddush we see from this Rashi. Please get it. Comes out to work out very well. And I think it's consistent with Rashi and Shas going against the Sos and the Sivis. Yeah, Josh, go ahead.
You remember the Rashi that they didn't record?
I couldn't hear you.
You remember the Rashi that they didn't record?
Oh, that's a good point. Remember, what's the marker of the institution of Hefker? What's the marker of the institution of Hefker? That's a good point, Josh. What's the marker of Hefker? But we always want to analyze that topic. What's the marker? What were the two makaros for Hefker? Heya. And what else? Shmita. How do you know Hefker exists? Peya, the corners are what? Hefker. Shmita, everything what? The pairs are Hefker. What's the marker for Yeush? There are different sukim that are quoted. Either lo sovai, right, or zuto solyam. Let's say it's, the Torah has a what? Has a pusik. If a wallet is in a waterfall. So that would seem to indicate, like who? By the fact of different makaros. Who would that seem to indicate like? Sosin the Sivis. What would your response for Rashi? My response for Rashi would be, Josh, is that there are different avenues to get to the same goal, but they're really not so much different. Okay, but that's a very excellent point. But that's clear what you see from this Rashi. Very excellent. Excellent point. Okay, very good. That's what we want to see in the Rashi. Okay. Weiter now. Before we go weiter into Gemara, in Ravina, we have to analyze now the Psak and the Sugya. Okay? Before we get to Ravina. And that is the Rambam Shita. Okay? That is the Rambam Shita. You open up the Rambam I gave you. Rambam is very problematic. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes, Hilchos Maaseh Sheni Halacha Zayin, I'm reading towards the end of it. He quotes the Tznuin. The Tznuin are Yumanichin Samos B'Shnas Hashmita V'Omri Kol Anuka V'Peres Ravoy Eilu M'Chul Ha'Ameo Alamos Ha'Olu Ha'Elu Shari Iyab Shem Liftos M'Chubra Kvosh Yubiyarnim. Writes the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Zayin like the Tznuin. Which means what, Avi? Code word? Code word? What is Snuin synonymous with it? Shalom? Velo tzarich? Bishuso, right? You have to own it, but it doesn't have to be in your domain. That's what they put the money over here. When the chilul was done, the grapes were out of the guy's domain, right? So please get that down. Rambam passes like the Snuin straight up. However, if you open up the Rambam in two other places, which I wanted you to see, the Rambam in Hilchos Gzela, first of all, Hilchos Mechira, Pirikav Beis Halacha Tes. Rambam writes, when you want to sell an item, Noam, what must you sell it? Must be Shalom, and it must be what else? Birshuso. In order to sell an item, you must own it, it must be in your domain. The Rambam echoes this in Hilchos Gneva, where the Rambam writes in Pirik Beis Halacha Zayin, very interestingly enough, he writes, also, you need Shalom and you need Bershuso. Rambam writes this in Perek Beis, Halacha Zayin, Beferish. Let me read you the Rambam here in Hilchos Gneva. Rambam writes, Hikdishu Abaylin, Huvabes Gana, your Makdish an item and it's in the house of the Gana, Eino Kadosh. Jay-Z stole it. Not Mamish, but we just use them as a theoretical Gana, okay? If Jay-Z steals my basketball, Makdash, it doesn't work because you need Shalom and Bershuso. Stira Barambam. Who asked this Kasha? Kesef Mishnah B'Shem the Ramban. The Tznuin. In my Shoshani, the Ram holds like the Tznuin. And in Mechira and Gnevi, also like Rav Yochanan. The Gemara we spent the whole week today, this week, on the Sugya of the Tznuin. Samech Tesem and Aleph, till here. Rav Yochanan is against the Tznuin. Rambam codifies Shas. Rambam was a tzaddik, we all know. He was not a balagai. He writes in the Hakdam of the Mishnah Torah, all you need is my Sefer and Tanakh, after I codify the Shas. He wasn't sure. Of course you got to learn Gemara, but he's just saying, I'm codifying everything. If you're codifying everything, Rama, how do you square with each other? Our Gemara presented at the Tznuin are against Rabbi Yochanan, and you paskin both. How is it Shaya? How do they coexist? Well, so we want to offer now three Mahalchim to answer the steer in the Rama. Okay? Three Mahalchim to answer the steer in the Rama. Alright? Let's start. Okay. The first Mahalach that we want to suggest runs as follows. The Kesef Mishnah quotes there in the name of the Tshuva Saramban. We all know the Ramban. Yes, Kedush HaMatat, he had Tshuvas. The Ramban in the Tshuvas says the following pshat. He asked this kasha, and he says, how could it be? How could this be? Rashba asked this kasha too. What is the pshat of the Rambam? So it's not only the Rabbanu asked the kasha, it's also who? It's also the Rashba asked this kasha on the Rambam. Okay. First Mahalach runs like this. The Meiri writes, there's a distinction between Hektish and Chilul. What was Rabbi Yochanan's topic? What was Rabbi Yochanan talking about? Hektish, excellent usher. And Yochel Hakdisha, Zelafi Shena Shalo, Zelafi Shena Rishus, he said Lahakdisha. When it comes to Hektish, the Rambam writes Beferish, you need what? You need to have what? Rishuso. Shalom and Rishuso. When it comes to Chilul, it works even if it's not Rishuso. How do you know it works? Noam, Chilul, even when it's not Rishen and Rishuso? Because what did Rava say yesterday? And we're saying it again today. What was Rava Shtikl Torah? That even though physically you was not in your Rishus, Reb Meir holds what? Mamun Gavoa. But even though it's Mamun Gavoa, it's not yours, the Torah puts it in your Rishus to what? To do Padiyah. So therefore the Torah puts it in your Rishus even though physically it's not in your Rishus, correct? Says the Meiri, the Rambam buys Rava's theory. What Rava said is not just the Havamina now, it is the Rambam's theory. And therefore, if that's the case, you can machal something that is not considered to physically be Bershuso, we'll consider it to be Bershuso. Aye, the Ramban asks, but that was a Havamina? Rava said, it's all a theory. If it was not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that Snun Rav Dosa say Dabar Echad, then Rava said a Shtikl Torah. But that was all a Havamina. How could the Rambam paskin like a Havamina, right? We rejected that yesterday. It was all a Havamina, correct? So the Rambam says, how could that be? So what's the pshat? Says Lefi Emes, Rava's motive to Rabbi Yochanan. Lefi Emes, Rava's motive to Rabbi Yochanan. How could it be? So the Ketziv Mishnah said, I want you to see. He says, Beferish, that Rabbi Yochanan holds the Shchiluk as well. Meaning, Lefi the Maskonis HaGemara, the Gemara, the whole plot, had assumed that what? Hektish and Chil is the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. When you get to Rava's statement yesterday, Chaim, the Gemara makes an about face. And what does it say? There's a difference between Hektish and Chilul. Hektish requires Bershuso. Chilul does not. And therefore, what Rava said, Rav Yochanan says, I agree with him in the end. And therefore, Lamaisa, what comes out? That there's a fundamental distinction. Rav Yochanan also holds to the Shchiluk as well. You follow the Shchiddush? So even though Rav Yochanan said that Snu and Rav Dosa said the same thing, correct? What does that mean that Snu and Rav Dosa hold the same thing? Legabi in Yonim of Chilul, right? You don't need Bershuso. Why don't you need Bershuso? Why don't you need Bershuso? Because the Gemara said according to Rav, even though it's Mamun Gavoa, it's still considered to be what? In your Rishus. So therefore, even though physically, technically it's not in your Rishus, we'll consider it to be in your Rishus. Correct? That's talking about what? Chilul. Snuin's talking about Chilul. However, when you talk about Hektish straight up, you're certainly going to need Bershuso. This is the theory of who? Of the Kesef Mishnah. You got me? So what's interesting, according to this, what comes out is that the Gemara, the whole plot, always equated Hektish and what? Chilul. The Gemara said the Snuin's against Rabbi Yochanan. Gemara answers, no. Rabbi Yochanan is not against the Snuin anymore, because Rabbi Yochanan's topic was Hektish. There you need Shalom Bershuso. Snuin's topic is Chilul, there you need Shalom, you don't need Rishus because it's a virtual type thing, it's considered to be Rishus. The Torah puts in your domain like Abithiyah, the Torah considers to be Rishus regarding this thing. What's difficult with this Mahalach? That's the first Mahalach, get it down. I have two kashas on this Mahalach. What are my two kashas? What did Rabbi Yochanan say? That the Snuin and Rav Dosa, very good set, say the same thing. What was Rav Dosa's topic? What was his topic? Hefker, right? The leaf, the sheaves, like it. That's Hefker. Hefker Mistoma is like what? Hefker's Mistoma like what? What would you think Hefker would be? I would say just like Hektish requires Shalom Rishus, I would assume Hefker should too. What, you want to tell me Hefker's like Chilul? That's what you're going to have to say. So get that down. In other words, in order to say this Mahalach, you're going to have to say that Hefker is like Chilul. That just like Chilul doesn't need what? Just like Chilul doesn't need Bershus, so too what? Hefker doesn't need Bershus. That's questionable. Chilul, I know why it doesn't need Bershus, because there's a Pusuk. There's no Pusuk that we deal with by Hefker, right? So why would you assume that Hefker? The Chiddush is Chilul special, because it has a Pusuk. Why would you assume Hefker should be like Chilul? So I think my kasha really still stands. You understand what I'm saying? Jesus, you follow me? You got it? In other words, you got to think about Rabbi Yochanan and Snuin, and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing, but Rabbi Dosa's topic was Hefker. I understand that Snuin could say Chilul is considered to be Bershus because the Torah is considered as a kosher. Even though it's not yours, the Torah makes it yours, a garbage pedia, and therefore will make it a bonus stretch. By Hefker, though, Hefker, why would you say that? There's no Pusuk. There's no Pusuk. You follow what I'm saying? So in what sense are they saying the same thing? In what sense are they saying the same thing? Chilul doesn't need Bershus. So what's the answer to my kasha? What's the answer to my kasha, basically, what you would say? What would you say? How would you answer really my kasha? What?
Hefker is like
Chilul. Why? Because since Chilul had that special pusik, it's deemed like it's Bershuso. Hefker always requires Bershuso. That's the real answer to my kasha on this first mahalach. You understand what I'm saying? In other words, I'll be halacha, we treat everything that you do by Chilul like it's Bershus. Hefker, of course, requires Bershus. Just Chilul has a special bonus to it, that even though it's technically not Bershus, we consider it to be Bershus. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said, that Snuin and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing. You follow me? That's what you got to say. That answers this first mahalach. You follow what I'm saying? Yossi, right? You got what I'm saying? I think that's what you got to say. It turns out to be the same thing. Hefker turns out to be the same thing, because Hefker requires Chilul Bershus, but Chilul turns out to be the same because it has a Pusuk. Even though it's not Bershus, it's considered to be Bershus. But there is one stark Akasha on this first Mahalach, and that is the Stiper's Kasha. What's the Stiper's Kasha in Zroim Simen Chof? When we read the Rambam Yaakov in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni, the Rambam, when he passes like the Snuin, what did he say, Beferish? I read it quickly, but what year is the Snuin according to the Rambam? Shemitah year. On Shemitah year, does anyone own it? No, no one owns it. It's Hefker. No one owns it. So according to the Rambam, it's Paris Hefker. There's no svara that the Torah puts it in your Rishus. No one has to be Mosif HaChomish. If you have net to revive during Shvi's, there's no owner. So what do you mean to tell me that Hekdish is what? Is different than Chilul. Hekdish requires Shalom and Bershuso. But what? Chilul technically really doesn't require Bershuso. Chilul really doesn't require Shalom. Because you have that special bonus. Because even though it's not yours, the Torah puts it in your domain regarding Petiyah. It's not anyone's domain, it's Hefker. The Rambam's talking about Shemitah year. That's a bomb kasha, bomb kasha. And therefore, that first mahalach, please get down, is very difficult. Even though the first mahalach tried to resurrect and revamp, that really what? Rava's Havamina, Rabbi Yochanan really agrees to, right? Even though we learned yesterday, we said it was a Havamina. Chiddush is Rava's really is a maskana, and there's a distinction between Chilul and Hekdush. And there's no longer a problem between Rabbi Yochanan and Snuin, even though the whole plot assumed Rabbi Yochanan is against the Snuin. Now the Gemara says, no. Rabbi Yochanan's topic is Hekdish. Snuin's topic is Chilul. They're different. And therefore, Rabbi Yochanan will agree to Rabbi. And therefore, Rabbi Dosen and Snuin really are basically saying the same thing, because we consider Hefker to require what? Shalom Bershuso. We consider everything you do by Chilul, even though it's technically not Bershuso, we consider it to be Bershuso. Very difficult. The Rambam said we hold like the Tznuin by Shemitah year. Shemitah year, no one owns it. So the Torah, you can't say the Torah puts it in your domain. You can't say Ravel Shtikl Torah. No one owns it. The bomb kasha, the Stiper's kasha. Therefore, let us go on to a second mahalach. Let's get it. Second mahalach in the Rambam is the sos that I wanted you to see inside. in the name of his brother, Simon Samachav Sifkan Gimel, says B'Shem Achiv, the great Gaon, and he says that also, Rabbi Kiveger says the same thing, Anadat. They say the following. They say, in fact, please get it, that the Rambam paskins like the Tznuin only during Shemitah year. Only during Shemitah year. And how does it work? How does it work? Let's get it. During Shemitah year, the payers are Hefker. Therefore, what? Who picks it up? The robbers. What do I do as an owner? Or was the owner? What do? I do chil on their behalf. There's a principle called Zachin, Schia, Mitam, Schlichus. Schia, Mitam, Schlichus. I act as the Schliach of the robbers. I don't want them to eat Netzaravai. So they would want me to point. They're Beit Adam L'Makom men. Geneva they could care less about. They steal. But to be over in Isser, eating ham sandwich, eating Netzaravai, that's the soul. So they'll steal grapes from me, but they won't want to eat Netzaravai. So they definitely would have appointed me to be a Shliach. So I'm Zocha on their behalf of doing Chilul. That's how the Rambam works the Tznuin. The Tznuin are only paskin by the Rambam Shalom, Velotzerik Bershuso. Is only talking about what case? Not even Shalom, what case is it? It's Hefker, only during Shemitah year. However, please get this, Chaim, the Tznuin themselves were talking about every year. Let's get down. The Tznuin themselves were talking about every year. The Rambam just paskins like the Tznuin during the Shemitah year. But the Tznuin we're talking about every year. Aye, but the Gemara, the whole Daf says Rav Yochanan is against the Tznuin. What's the answer? Because the Tznuin did this in the other years. What they did in the other years, that's against Rav Yochanan. So the Rambam paskins like Rav Yochanan in the other years. When does the Rambam only paskin like the Tznuin? Only in Shemitah year, when it's no one's. It's an ingenious answer. And the Rambam goes out of his way in Maaseh Sheni to say Shemitah. Did you notice that? He says, Hayu menichas amos b'shnas Shemitah. If this was my Rambam, I'd underline Shnas Shemitah 10 times. 20 times. Shnas HaShemitah. Virtually, it closed by itself. Shnas HaShemitah. I would underline so much I know what page it was. Shnas HaShemitah. Therefore, this is a beautiful answer to the steer in the Rambam. It's not a steer. The Rambam says, what are you bothering me for? I hold like Rav Yochanan. You need Shalom or Shuso all the time. I apostle like the Tznuin. That's only during the Shemitah year when no one owns it. And the reason why we're acting is Chiyam Mitam Shlichas. I, the Gemara, the whole time says that the Tznuin's against Rav Yochanan. That's the Tznuin's behavior in the other years. In the other years, they were assuming Shalom, the Lotari for Shuso. Then Rav Yochanan says it's wrong. And Rambam holds like Rav Yochanan. He does hold like Rav Yochanan. But here he's holding like the Tznuin.
But the Gemara is saying, with Rav Yochanan, he holds like Rav Yochanan, right? Rav Yochanan holds like the Tznuin for Shemitah year. So why does the Rambam just say, I hold like Rav Yochanan? Watch these Tznuin.
He does hold like Rav Yochanan in Mechir and Gneva. He does. He says Mefurish. But in Shemitah, when he quotes... when he quotes the Tznuin, that's why he goes out of his way already to say it's an exception. It's Shemitah. Because in Shemitah, it's no one. So you don't need Shalom, you don't need Rishusa. You need nothing. So all I'm acting is a shliach of one of the ganavim. It's very ingenious why the Rambam says that. And therefore you don't have to stand on your head like the first Mahalach in the Gemara and say that the whole blot we considered what? Hekdish and Chil to be the same thing. And then we make an about face right now with Rava. First of all, Rava is a Havim, meaning we're turning Rava into a Maskana. And we're saying that Rav Yochanan says what? Like Rava. And we're also saying that what? Hefker and what? Chil come out to be the same. And then you have the Stiper's Kasha. The second Mahalach doesn't change anything in the Gemara. It just says the Rambam passed on the Tznuin during Shemitah and finished. Everywhere else is Shalom or Shuso. Yeah, Chaim, go ahead.
Why can't Tachim become Shivas work during the regular years?
What'd you say?
Why can't Tachim become Shivas work during the regular years?
They can't do themselves.
They couldn't do it themselves. You can never appoint a shliach to Gemara says Kedusha if you can't do the thing yourself. You couldn't do it yourself because it's not for Shuso. So how could I say that I'm their shliach? You understand what I'm saying?
So it only works in Shemitah because it's a known thing.
It's still mine. You understand what I'm saying? They can't do it. I can't be their shliach because it's not theirs. No, but it's there. I have to be their shliach. I'm not being miyayish for my sake. The Chaim's asking, do this, why can't you say this theory during the year? During the other years? The answer is because it's not the Ganovins. So what am I going to do? I'm going to act as their shliach? He can't appoint me a shliach because he can't do it himself. You follow what I'm saying? That's the Chiddush. They don't want to be mafker all their property. What do you mean? The guy's going to go bankrupt. He's not going to be mafker all his vineyard because he's afraid someone's going to steal. You can't assume that. Follow us. Not going to understand the answer. You're trying to ask a good question. Why don't you say that in all the other years? Because you can never appoint a shliach if you can't do the thing yourself. The ganavim, it's not their property. So how can they appoint a shliach? Very good. Up. Josh, right? Next one. Go ahead. Right, basically yes, because you, yes, because according to Rabbi Yochanan, you always need shalom or shuso. So if you're going to hold the tzniut, it can only be shmita year, and the Rambam says it. We're not putting it in the mouth of the Rambam. He says it befeirish. That's why I say you should underline. And then you skirt the whole Gemara. You follow me? Because the whole Gemara was talking about the tzniut in the other years. That's against Rabbi Yochanan. That's the second mahalach you want to suggest. Oh. And finally, a third mahalach. Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is the third mahalach. Reb Chaim writes, very similar, that there's a difference in Shas Shmita. Reb Chaim is right in Hilchos Chiya, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav. Reb Chaim writes, there's a difference in Shas Shmita and Shar Shonim. Shas Shmita it's Hefker, and he writes the following. You don't need any bialim. Anyone can be poted. The other years, it must be done through the bialim. Therefore, plug it in. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you need shalom b'shuso. It's not b'shuso, it doesn't work. According to the tznuin, ain't a b'shuso is fine. Therefore, the tznuin are talking about all the other years. The tznuin are talking all b'chol hashanim, all the years. They're cholik on Rabbi Yochanan. Rambam Paskin's like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore he only quotes the din of tznuin in the Shmita year. Isn't that the same thing? Isn't that the same thing? No, it's not. I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because what this does, basically, is answer what? The stipler's kasha. Why does it answer the stipler's kasha? You say this theory. What was the stipler's kasha? What was the theory that we said in the first mahalach? There's a difference between chilul and what? And hektish. What's the difference between chilul and hektish? You tell me hektish needs shalom b'shus. So chilul what? The Torah puts it in your b'shus even though it's mama gavoa. For what? For purposes of p'diyah. So he stretched the bonus to say what? That it's always considered to be b'shus. What does stipler ask? If the Rambam's talking about hefker, no one owns it. You can't get the words out of your mouth. The Torah puts it in your reshus. What do you mean the Torah puts it in your reshus? It's hefker. That's exactly the point, says Reb Chaim. No one's got to own it. No one's got to own it. No one's got to own it. So if no one's got to own it, that's why it's special. That's why the tznuin works only during what? Only during the Shvi'is year. I'm saying the reason why I'm calling this a third mahalach is because it really answers the kasha of what? Of the stipler, but we're not revamping the Gemara. The first mark was to revamp the Gemara. I'm not saying we don't have to revamp the Gemara. You're right, Jay-Z. You're right, Eitan. The third mark is very similar to the second, but it's a bit different because we are answering the kasha of the stipler. Stipler asked, oh, if we're revamping the Gemara, we're putting it back into Rishus? Meaning what? Chilul is automatically Rishus so because the Torah puts it back in Rishus. But it's Hefker. It's Hefker. No one has to own it. So what I'm saying is that it's very similar to the second mahalach, but what it does is it answers the kasha that we had on the first mahalach. But it's not working with the Gemara. It's not working with Gemara. It's not trying to revamp the Gemara. In other words, what did the Gemara, the whole blot, assume that Snu is not like Rabbi Yochanan? Why? Why is Snu not like Rabbi Yochanan? Because Snu requires Shalom, Lotzer, Pershuso, and Rabbi Yochanan Bar Shalom Rosh Hashanah. Hekdesh and Chilul are the same thing. They're the same thing because the Gemara's talking about Snurim in the other years. In the other years, that's against Rabbi Yochanan. Rambam only passes like the Snurim in Shemitah year. So we're not revamping the Gemara. We're not revamping the Gemara Bechlal. The second and third Mahalach are not revamping the Gemara. Here's the upshot of this thing is, there are two ways to solve the Rambam. Either you can distinguish between Chilul and Hekdesh, like the first Mahalach, or you can distinguish between the other years and what? And Shemitah year. That's the upshot. Those are the three Mahalach, using either one of those two distinctions. The only thing is that the first Mahalach reworks the Gemara. Second and third Mahalach are not attempting to rework the Gemara at all. And therefore, what it comes out, that the Tznuin and Rabbi Yochanan do not hold like one another at all. Just the Rambam, who's a codifier, is not so sure himself at all. None whatsoever. Yeah, go ahead, Ari. You got it? Ari? Okay, very good. Let's go Viter to Gemara. Let's go Viter. We want to see the Gemara with the Tznuin. We got to go quick, then we got to go to Chumash. Okay? Let's see. Now we go to Ravina. Let's go. Now we go to Ravina. Let's go. Okay, I'm a Ravina. Third stickle tire. 2 days ago, by yesterday, Rava. Half of today, Rava. Now we go by. Amr Ravina. Elav dam Rav Yochanan, Tznuin Rav Dosa, Amr Dover Echad. It was not for the fact that Rav Yochanan said that Tznuin Rav Dosa say the same thing. Havamina Mantana Tznuin. Who would I have thought taught the Tznuin's din? Rav Dosa he. Why would I have thought that? Ki hechi in order to lotiksha stam mishtal Rav Yochanan. In order that a Stam Mishnah would not be against Rabbi Yochanan, Kestam Yichida Lo Amar, period. What would I have said? If Rabbi Yochanan did not say that Dosan and Tznuin say the same thing, what would I have said? I would have said that Rabbi Dosan taught the Tznuin's case. I thought Rabbi Yochanan made a statement in Shas that always the halach is like a Stam Mishnah. Always. The halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. The Snuin is a Stam Mishnah. It just says pious Jews. Doesn't say who taught it. We're rejecting that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel taught it. On Amarav, we tried to say that. We reject that. If Rabbi Yochanan says the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah everywhere, what does the Mishnah of the Snuin present? Shalom v'lo tzarik v'shuso. What do you yourself, Rabbi Yochanan, hold? Shalom v'shuso. Stira, not a problem. Who's the one who presented the Snuin? A singular opinion. A yachid opinion. When Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, that when it reflects a Rabin, when it reflects a Yachid, Rabbi Yochanan never said such a thing, that the halacha is like a Stam Yichidai. That's what Ravina says. Okay? Very pashut. That's what Ravina says. And therefore, once Rabbi Yochanan said that what? Someone get it? Once Rabbi Yochanan said that what? That the Tznuin and Rav Dosa say the same thing, is that a singular opinion anymore? Yes or no? No. It's reflecting what? A sheet of two Tanoim, Rav Dosa and the Tznuin. You see, once you, if you have someone say A and B say the same thing, that means A is an opinion and B has an opinion. They have to say the same thing. If Rav Yochanan wouldn't have said that, I would have said Rav Dosa was the one who was presenting the Tznuin. Now that Rav Yochanan says that Snuin and Rav Dosa say the same thing, must be that what? There are two separate opinions that agree on something. They are a Rabin. The Snuin now are a Shita that is represented by a Rabin. Therefore, you have no Stira what? You actually do have a Stira. What's the Stira? We have a Stam Mishnah of Rabin that says you what? Shalom, V'lo Tzarich Berushuso. And what was the other Stam Mishnah of Rabin? The Mishnah in Meruba. The beginning of Merubah that says you need Shalom v'tzarich b'shuso. Why is one Mishnah better than the other? What's the answer? The Pasuk, the Gemara said, ki beiso. We go with the Mishnah in Merubah, right? The Gemara said earlier in the oven. Why do we like that Stam Mishnah? Because it has a Pasuk, ki beiso. That is the Pasuk shot in this Gemara. Quickly, Donnie.
Why do you say that it has to be like when Dosa, it just seems like it could be.
I understand, but he's the one that Rabbi Yochanan said that Rav Dosa and Tznuin said the same thing. If it was not for the fact Rabbi Yochanan said that, I would have said Rav Dosa is not his own opinion. He's just saying this is what the Tznuin said. It's a good point what you're saying. I understand, but it's because Rabbi Yochanan said Rav Dosa and Tznuin said the same thing.
But the Havamina is that he didn't say.
I understand, but you understand what I'm saying. He's trying to bring out the point. Rabbi Yochanan saying that Snuin and Rav Dosa say the same thing. If he wouldn't have said that, I would have said Rav Dosa doesn't have his own opinion. He's just a presenter of the Snuin. Now that Rabbi Yochanan says they both say the same thing, that reflects the Rabbin. That brings out the point. Okay. We got it? Alright, let's see the Tosis. Very quickly, let's go. Yitzi, go ahead. Top Tosis, let's go. Kistam Yichido, go ahead. Let's go. Top Tosis, go ahead. Dibra Maska, go ahead. Go ahead. Period. Bam Kasha. Many places we find that the Gemara writes, didn't Rabbi Yochanan say the halacha is like a Stam Mishnah? And that Stam Mishnah is a singular opinion. What's the case over there? The Gemara has a Havamina. Rabbi Yochanan says you're not allowed to what? Use a piece of clay for toilet paper. You have no toilet paper on Shabbos. Rabbi Yochanan says, and Yossi asked me very good in Seder, and Jonathan, use a piece of clay. Gemara says that the Dovrishin Miskavin, at one point the Gemara says it's Usher, because the Dovrishin Miskavin is Usher. Dovrishin Miskavin is Usher according to Rabbi Yochanan? It's a Dovrishin Miskavin? Why is it a Dovrishin Miskavin? You might be doing a Malacha D'Raisa over there. Okay? Whatever the Malacha D'Raisa might be, let's say, cutting, making kabura, whatever the case might be. Dovrishin Miskavin is still Usher. Frek the Gemara, the Rabbi Yochanan said the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah Nazar. Can a Nazar cut his hair? Can't go to a cemetery, can't be metame lemeisk, that's not going to a cemetery, can't drink wine, can't cut his hair. What does it mean? He can shampoo his hair and he mefasmes. What is mefasmes? I don't know, brush it, he can finagle with it, but he cannot comb. But how can you shampoo it and finagle with it? Some hair might come out, Dovrishin Miskavin is mutter, stira against Rabbi Yochanan. So Gemara ends up saying Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Dovrishin Miskavin is awesome. But the Gemara brought up, that Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah, the Lachlak is a Stam Mishnah. Who's that Shita? Yeah. Reb Shimon, the Tana that says Dovrishin Miskavin is Mutter. That's a Halacha saying the Stam Mishnah, Reb Yochanan says the Lachlak is a Stam Mishnah, it reflects only a singular opinion. Go ahead. Even though we established that Mishnah is according to Reb Shimon. So why did the Gemara say, Reb Yochanan says the Lachlak is a Stam Mishnah? That's a singular Shita. It's against our Gemara. Our Gemara says, never said it to Stam Yichidah. Go ahead. What's the case over there? Please get the din. There's a din called Havchana. Anytime a woman, let's say, his husband dies or she gets divorced, a marriage ends, you must wait 3 months, 92 days, before she gets remarried. It's called Havchana. The Taz writes that's a din derabana. Whether she was a psula or a b'ula. Midrabanan, why? Because if she was pregnant, you want to discern who the father was. So you must wait 3 months. That's why if a woman gets divorced, we don't allow her to get married in less than 92 days. If a woman's a widow, she can't get married, she has to wait 92 days. That's a Stam Mishnah. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, Allah ke Stam Mishnah. Who's that Tana like? Who is that Tana? Reb Meir. So what do you see from these two cases? We said that our Gemara, when we say Rabbi Yochanan said Allah Kistam Mishnah, that's only that Mishnah reflects a what? A Rabim Shita, Das Rabim Mechshon Zevi, and all these cases are Das Yochits. The Mishnah Nazar Reb Shimon, the Mishnah Yavamah Savar Avchanas Reb Meir, Shtark Akasha. Go ahead, Yitzi. Dachi Perusha. Excellent. So what is his answer? His answer is, we are postulating, not in Rabbi Yochanan's words, we are postulating the following theory. And that is that whenever there's a stira between a Stam Mishnah, if the Stam Mishnah is reflecting a Yochanan's opinion or a Rabbi's opinion, which one do you go like? The Rabbin. And therefore, since in this case, the Tznuin is presented by who? In theory, it could have been presented by Rav Dosa, a singular opinion. It's against the Stam Mishnah of what? It's against the Stam Mishnah Mishnah and Bava Kama, right? Which Mishnah is the Stam Mishnah flex the Rabbin, you'll go with the Das Rabbin. meaning to say that if there's a stira, our Gemara is saying you go with the Rabbim over the Yachid. But if there is no stira, even a Yachid would be good. You got the answer? When our Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan never would have said like a Stam Yechidah, that means over a Stam Rabbim. Stam Yochid will not beat out a Stam Rabbim. But if all there is a Stam Yochid, for sure you'll go like the Stam Yochid. That's the case in the Mishnah Nazir and the Mishnah Yevamos. All there was a Stam Yochid. Got me? You see? That's the first answer of Tosfos. Go ahead. Then he gets off on a side cast. Now please get this. A lot of guys ask me this, but they got it, based on what we stressed earlier in the week. Go ahead. Bomb Kasha! What did I just get out of my mouth? That the Mishnah Bava Kamma was a Stam Rabin, and the Mishnah Tznuah would have been a Stam Yochid. Right? If it was not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said the Tznuah and Rabbi Dosa said the same thing, it reflects a Rabin. Without him saying that, then it would be a yachid. Why did I get the words out of my mouth that a stam, the Mishnah Bava Kamma is a stam rabin? Why is it a stam rabin? What does Rabbi Yehuda say in the Mishnah in Tosefta and Peah about leket? What does he say? Yilkatu. What does yilkatu mean? Breira. Why on earth do you have to come on and say yilkatu? Because you need shalom and bershuso. When you say yilkatu, anyone will grab it. The time when I said it was mine, it was bershuso. If you say Loktu, what do we say that meant? What does Loktu mean? It was grabbed already. All you need is Shalom. You don't need Rishuso, but you don't hold a what? Breira. Correct? Remember we said those two points are hinged together? Package deal. Dover Echad. Right? Tosfos asks, that Mishnah in Bava Kamma that you need Shalom and Rishuso is according to who? Who's it according to? Reb Yehuda. The Bar Pluta of Reb Dosa. Why? Because what did Reb Yehuda say? Yilkatu. What does Yilkatu assume, Ari? Do you need Shalom and Rishusa? That's the Mishnah Bava Kamma. What does Reb Dosa say? Loktu. All you need is what? Shalom. You don't need Rishusa. So that Mishnah Bava Kamma doesn't reflect the Das Rav. It's a Das Yachid. Tosfos asks a great cash on himself. That Mishnah's not a Das Rav. That Mishnah's a Das Yachid. Go ahead, Yitzi. What's the answer? Genius answer, Tosfos. What's the answer? Reb Yehuda really could hold like Reb Dosa, Loktu, which is what? Shalom, Velo Tzarich Bershuso. He really could. So therefore what? It's not what? The Mishnah is certainly not. What does our Mishnah Bava Kamma say? You need Shalom, Bershuso. It's not Reb Dosa who says Loktu that says only Shalom, you don't need Bershuso. Now it's not even Reb Yehuda, because Reb Yehuda could even hold what? Rebuta can even also hold Yilkatu. Right? I'm sorry, Rebuta can also even hold Loktu. Then all you need is what? Shalom, you don't need Rishuso. So what's the problem with the Tosfos answer? So who is the Mishnah? So who's the Tana of the Mishnah in Bava Kamma? It's not Rebdos, it's not Rebuta. So who is it? What does the Maram fill in the blank? And why did you see the Maram on the Tosfos? What does the Maram say? It's all the other Tanaim in the world. That's a multitude of Tanaim. That's a Das Rabin. You have to fill in the blank. That's what the Maharam says. Okay? That's what the Maharam says. Please get that down. Otherwise, you're left hanging. I mean, okay. Tosfos gives a beautiful answer. So who is the Tana? Tana is all the other Tanaim in the world, which is a Das Rabin. Okay? That's what the Maharam says, Pshat and Tosfos. Go ahead. Now, this Vod Yeshlomer is trying to answer the original Kasher. Remember we had that Tosfos yesterday? A lot of times in the middle, you'll have an answer that goes back to the original kasha. Same thing here. Go ahead. So a lot of guys are bothered by this insanity. We're pilfering with this answer. I don't think this answer is so much different than the first answer, just a slight difference. And that answer runs like this. The answer is that Ravina is saying, whereas before in the first answer, we would have to ourselves solve a contradiction between two statements of Rav Yochanan, Ravina, according to the second answer of Tosfos, this answer saying, I would have changed and modified the words of Rav Yochanan himself. And the way I would have said it is that when Rabbi Yochanan said halachas like a stam mishnah, the halachas like a stam mishnah of Rabin, not a stam mishnah of Yochid. And therefore, we would have been able to solve all the problems, that there would be no problem of a stam mishnah, because the tznuin would have been a stam mishnah of a Yochid, and the mishnah in Baba Kama would have been a what? Would have been what? A mishnah of Rabin. However, once Rabbi Yochanan says, and that's what he means, but now that we know Rabbi Yochanan said Rabbi Dosa, and the Tznuin say the same thing, how many Tanoim is that, David? Two. Since it's two, it's no longer Yochid. It's a Rabin. So you have a stira between Stam Mishnayos that are Das Rabin. How do you answer it? Like the Gemara said, the Pasuk Kibeso. The Mishnah of Baba Kama of Das Rabin is better because it has a Pasuk. So once we have to say that Teretz, Lamaisa, then we will say that Rabbi Yochanan what? Then we will say Rabbi Yochanan never ever said that statement. He never ever said that statement that the halacha cannot be like a what? Cannot be like a stam mishnah of a das yochid. It can even be what? It can even be a stam mishnah of a das yochid, as long as there's no stiras, like the mishnah in Nazar, like the mishnah in Yavamis. It's a very similar answer. The only difference is that in the second answer we're modifying Rabbi Yochanan's own words. He would have changed Rabbi Yochanan's own words to say that Rabbi Yochanan never said the halacha is like a das yochid. But once Rabbi Yochanan said the dos and the tznuin and say the same thing, I mean, that's two. So Rabbi Yochanan never would have gotten those words out of his mouth. And he said the halacha is like a stam mishnah, whether it's a rabim or whether it's a yochid. If there's no stiru, also hold like a yochid. So it answers the original kasha. And that's the answer of Taisus. That's what he wants to say. That's the chiddush, that's the Taisus answer. That's his chiddush. Okay. We got it? Alright, very good. Alright, there's one other kasha that I wanted to do for Rav Shurka, but we'll keep that until Sunday, okay? Sunday we gotta go vayter in the Gemara, okay, with the next week. Please chazer. We'll finish this topic of the tznuin. Please chazer, okay? We have one more kasha to do with the Rav Shurka, and it may be another point, and we have to go vayter in the Gemara. Let us go now to Chumash, and then we have to do a rikud for Ari. Let's go to Chumash. Okay. One of the major themes of the Parsha, of course, is the Ten Machs. Now, there is a